This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anthony Lima and Garrett Bush following a Cavalier victory. Nice to see them in the winning column again. They continue out west. They disposed of the Utah Jazz after what was a horrendous shooting throughout the first half. We were on the phone together. Was there a little panic in our voices?
Yeah.
We started thinking about what we're going to do on the show today. And then, you know, thank goodness, the Cavalanche ensued. And, you know, you're playing a team that is trying to lose games. If you've watched the minutes, it's pretty crazy. The NBA is coming down on some of these teams for tanking, for holding guys out. Utah has been holding guys out, and they've been reprimanded at times. And now they're just cutting back minutes. But it's funny, is it matters. If Colin Sexton plays 20 minutes or 48 minutes.
Hey, can you imagine? A couple of years ago, is he a max guy? Remember that conversation?
I looked at his numbers the other day, Garrett, and he has basically been the same player in year. What is he, in year six?
Yeah.
Now, he's the same exact player he was in year one. It's got no worse, got no better. It's the same exact
he's
player.
He's a really, really dominant player at the rec. Other than that, like, he's not moving the needle in like any competitive basketball, any winning basketball.
It's year seven, by the way.
He's a 10-year vet. That's crazy.
Oh, he's going to make a ton of money. He's going to get another contract.
Yeah,
he just needs to get on a good team.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that comes off the bench for a mid-team like the Timberwolves or the Clippers.
Look, Caris LeVert for the Hawks.
Yeah, like just one of those guys. Give me 15.
You didn't like that, Owen?
It's
because you were too close.
Yeah, I mean, we spent so much time together.
Your kids had the LeVert jerseys.
That's right.
All right, so Cavaliers took care of things there in the second half. And now they have one game left on the road. Then we come home and we get ready to pretty much finish up the season. I don't think any of the games are going to have big-time stakes. I know when they play the Knicks Wednesday, April 2nd, I think fans will pay a little more attention, even though it looks like they're probably not going to play the Knicks in the playoffs the way the seeding is. That's going to be the Boston Celtics matchup instead. So maybe there won't even be that much. Maybe I think we're going to look and see, do we get pushed around once Mitchell Robinson's back?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, listen, right now I think everybody's ready to super sim the rest of the season. Like, we would like, it, right now on 2K, you're like, do you really want to simulate the rest of the season? Yes, I do. Get me to the playoff screens. Because right now there's no chance for, team records don't matter to me. like team records for wins. Like I need that to be all NBA type stuff. Like that has to be historic wins. Right now,
it look like they were on a collision course. Now it doesn't even look like they're going to get the franchise record of 66 anymore.
No, I mean I wouldn't mind. Listen, if they can go ahead and make sure that they can clinch. And have the first seed overall. I'm just trying to see Monty Bates jack up some shots. That's it. Him and Jalen Tyson. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to see the young boys.
Okay, so you don't buy into some of the load management, some of the minutes stuff has gotten the guys out of rhythm. Some of the new rotations, and that's why maybe Darius and Donovan aren't shooting well.
Darius Garland, his problems are way more than. Then out of rotation, he has limitations based on what other people do. At this point, like the Cavs are a team that are stopped by certain things other people do. Like it's not like, he's just shooting poorly right now. He's out of no. Like it's Darius Garland. Sometimes he's inconsistent when they have pressure on. Now it's Donovan Mitchell. Like, if his step back ain't going, does he get to the basket enough? Like, is he going to get to the free throw line? Hey, is Evan Mobley, like, you know, are they still going to let him shoot threes? Do you want to establish him early? I think their problems are based on what good teams can do to him, not whether or not they play enough or not.
Garrett, I want you to hear this, because we always talk about all the bad habits that you can develop on losing teams, right? Bad culture, bad habits. Well, I was thinking about this last week. I think sometimes you can develop bad habits on really, really good teams. And I know that's counterintuitive. I think you might have seen that with the Cavaliers. And I think it can better be explained by Howard Beck, who's been on the show in recent weeks. He was on The Ringer, and he covered some of those incredible Los Angeles Laker teams with Kobe, with Shaq. And remember, they had plenty of winning streaks. They had a dominant run when... You know, Shaq was in his prime. Kobe was just starting to elevate towards that. And, you know, Kobe was winning championships in the early going. And I find it interesting that the Cavaliers have these three massive win streaks. They keep winning games. And we're looking for faults in a team. We can't really find them. Yeah. Right, Garrett? Did you think there were any necessarily bad things that you would pinpoint? Because it wasn't the depth.
No.
It wasn't a bench play at all. You had everybody
stepping up, everybody getting money off. Even if they played slow for three quarters, fourth quarter they would come, they would go on these spurts. You were getting production from everybody on the bench, getting production from a lot of guys. And you weren't even playing the guys that many minutes. So it wasn't like it was a terrible thing where it was something that was very, very obvious. But at the end of the day, I think when you talk about the Cavs, when you win a bunch of games in a row and you shoot the ball as well as they shot the ball, some of the things can kind of get glazed over.
And I think that's what happened. I think they developed some, certainly defensively. Like, if your shooting's going to bail everything out every game, and I think you had a number of games this year, especially when Darius at one point was shooting 44% from three.
Right.
Like, he was never going to do that for a whole season, right? That's crazy out-of-body stuff. He's a good shooter, but he's not that good. Donovan, these guys were so just sharpshooting. And then they'd go to the bench. Ty Jerome would come in and would totally dominate during stretches.
I call him Steph Jerome. He turned into Steph. Like, yeah, I'm going to dribble the ball between my back, behind the back, between my legs, all that good stuff. And my runner's going to go down. You take a look at guys that moved. George Niang was shooting a career high from the three-point line. Caris LeVert was doing what he wanted. They traded him, and Hunter just got here and started hitting threes too.
Right, right. No drop-off whatsoever. So if you think about it, like if you're a Cavs player, and are you really going to be as dialed in defensively from start to finish when it seems like we're winning games and I maybe was 8 out of 10 defensively? Then we won the next one and I was out the night before and we still shot well. Like, do you see how bad habits can start to develop because you're winning? What's Atkinson going to say? What's he going to do? How's he going to coach?
We still won and Donovan didn't play and my defense was a 5? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, listen, we were down. We were down at halftime by like 13, came back and won. Darius didn't even play.
So now we don't even have to get off to great starts.
No. Look, what do you mean? We just find a way to get it done. And you start leaning on that stuff, And coaches sometimes want you to take an L. So now you could just be like, hey, let's go in and say, hey, guys, remember we told you these guys are going to pound the glass. These guys are going to get after us with offensive rebounds. They out-rebounded us by 10, and look what happened. And if you're winning those games, you're like, ah, we'll get it back next game. But if you take in those L's, and then the next game you lose in a different way. Hey, remember we said we wanted to play Kevin Durant a certain way? We let him get to his spots, and he killed us. We lost that game. It's one of those things where you can be winning, and it lulls you into a false sense of security, and it stops you from doing the very small things that got you to the point that you are right now.
All right. Listen to Howard Beck kind of explain this. He has been on the show. He was on The Ringer over the weekend, and he was talking about this because he had seen the Cavs go through these losses. And here was his discussion about Phil Jackson and what he said.
There's a certain monotony to it at a certain point.
Yeah.
For the players, for the fans, for everybody. Like, it's awesome winning that much. Like, there's no downside to winning, but it takes a lot out of you. And then the streak, and remember when the Heat had that huge streak during the LeBron and Wade era, it was the same kind of thing where it's like, there's a certain pressure now. Now you feel like you've got to keep extending it. So instead of the natural, like, letdowns you sometimes have in the course of a season where you win 5, you lose 2, you win 7, you lose 1. Instead, you're kind of like putting everything in every night. The other thing that I always remember is that Phil Jackson was always thrilled when the Lakers lost, because it was like, these guys think they know everything now. They're not listening to anything anymore. I need them to lose so I can, like, say, see, dumbasses, you don't know everything.
I would love to know if Kenny Atkinson at any point was telling his assistants, like, we need a loss. We need a good, close, competitive loss where I can go back to the drawing board with these guys and actually start to coach him again.
I didn't like the Darius Garland comment. Like, I understand this is a kid's game, man. Don't hit me with that. Don't hit me with this.
Are you talking about from last night?
Yeah, don't hit me with the kid's game, bro.
Hold on. We'll have that. I want to go to the phones on this. 216-474-0092. Darius, Cavs, maybe even the fans having some fun. If only we could play the Jazz every night from here on.
Against the 16-win Jazz.
Come on, man. Come on. Stop, Darius. At some point in time, it's going to have to click for him. Like, he's going to have to go talk to Isaiah Thomas or talk to some of them guards that, you know, back in the day where it's like, all right, let's figure out, like, what type of mentality you need to have to be a champion. Like, and I'm not saying he don't have the right mentality of, yeah, it is a kid's game. They get paid a lot to, you know, play a kid's game, and he's grateful for it. But at sometimes you got to get down to the nitty gritty and focus and understand and, like, the mental angles that you got to play at and the intensity that you got to play at in the playoffs for your team to get over the hump. And I'm looking directly at Darius Garland. I'm looking directly at Jared Allen. You know, it's great to like dinosaurs and comic books and play kids' games. But listen, when them dudes is trying to come in here and put you in the first row of the stands and get you up out of here because they think they can do it. Like, the Magic think they stronger than you. They tougher. New York definitely thinks they tougher. And you saw in that first game when the last game they played the Celtics and they was in the Garden, and Tatum and Brown was both like, get these dudes up out of here. They had talked about that consciously. If we come out here and punch these dudes in the mouth, they will quit and fold. Now, to the Cavs' credit, they did come back and play well, and Donovan Mitchell kind of spearheaded that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But that is the mentality. They're trying to hit y'all with haymakers. They're not trying to play what we call that that good, wholesome basketball.
Ethical basketball.
Bro, that ain't going to win you no games at the Y. No ethical basketball. And that is the test for them.
I think, Garrett, we're going to get to the phones here. 216-474-0092. One of the things that I am watching, and I think a huge theme for how the playoffs are going to look, is how there are so many different aspects of the Cavs that they give you a reason. If you look at the numbers, to think, yeah, they're going to the NBA Finals and they're going to win it all. There are a bunch. I know they've come down to the pack a little bit. There's been some regression to the mean because your guards have struggled the way they have over the last month and a half, almost 2 months now for Darius. But there's also a bunch of old narratives that the Cavs are trying to debunk. which is the small backcourt, right? That is certainly one of them. The Donovan can't get past the second round. Darius has not been good in the postseason. Like, there's going to be huge, huge stakes. Like, we've been talking on this show, Ken and I, about pressure, whether or not the Cavs have all that much pressure. And I'm like, well, if they just get to the Boston series and it's a great series, like, they're not going to get killed for losing that. But then you do remember, like, this is year three of Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And there's a lot riding on him, the way that, you know, guys get bashed in this league, Joel Embiid, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. You know, if you think about it, Donovan Mitchell does not get that level of bashing. Why is that? Because he doesn't have an MVP.
Nope.
Normally, you have to get those big awards and then not win the title. Then you get crushed, right? That's what was happening to Kevin Durant, and he had to leave. He wilted under that. He's like, I got to get people talking about me favorably. Donovan Mitchell has like one of the best approval ratings of any of the stars in this league, but I think that'll go out the window if something bad happens to the Cavs.
If he don't, I'll tell you, that approval window goes all the way out. It's out of the window, outside of, it goes left, because you do what the Cavs have done, and they've been winning all these games, and everybody said, why aren't we talking to the Cavs? Why ain't nobody giving the Cavs credit? The Cavs should be getting the lion's share of the credit. And then you get to the playoffs, God forbid you bow out in the second round. You're going to have a problem.
It'll be toast, right? If Giannis takes them down, and the Cavs struggle against Giannis the way they just did against DeRozan, Kawhi, and KD, and the Cavs lose in the second round, like, okay, there is some pressure now. There is some big-time pressure, because I thought it was a cakewalk. I thought they were getting to the Eastern Conference Finals with ease. And by the way, it still
can happen.
But I do know one thing. Dame Lillard is playoff tested.
Yep.
And Giannis, I mean, that dude will be expected to be the best player in that series.
We know they have other teams have bona fide killers that is not playing around with you. Dame will pull up from half court and start pointing to his watch. It's time to go. Like, even if the Cavs get to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Celtics come out there and gentlemen sweep you, we're going to be talking about how we can't believe nothing the Cavs do until they beat the Celtics. That's it. We don't care what it is. Like, so to me, I think they have a lot of different stuff they need to get to, and there's a lot of stuff on the table still.
Matt, on the road. Go ahead. You're next up on The Fan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Yep.
So the first thing, unfortunately, comes to my mind is the, the narrative about the Mavericks. When you talk about Garland, like, the first thing I think about is the narrative around Nowitzki for years after they blew that series against the, what was it, 07 with the Warriors, when they got humiliated in that series.
Yep.
I can't believe
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Warriors were unlikable at that point. But I feel like that's like the biggest thing is that, like, you know, that's going to be Garland if it, like, he's going to have that Nowitzki reputation for like 10 plus years or whatever. And So here's the thing. I have way more confidence in Atkinson than I would have with JB, because, you know, Atkinson worked with Kerr and was like part of that organization. And I hope that that's part of what's going on here, that they're, you know, experimenting with things. But the thing that I worry about is I brought up similarities I feel like this team has with the 2016 Atlanta Hawks, where, you know, they were all gung ho, push pace. And then you had the Cavs come in with that game plan in 2016, where they slowed them down a bit, I feel like, and all of a sudden they're off their rhythm, and next thing you know, it's a four game sweep. So, you know, I just hope that Atkinson's able to kind of adjust the game plan, what comes, and maybe that's what all this is. Maybe it's just tweaking and just getting, because the reality is, unfortunately, these games don't really matter for the Cavs. It's just a mat, like, right now until we get to, you know, mid April, but it just seems like right now, I hope they're just like kind of tinkering and figuring out what works and what doesn't. Because, yeah, you could easily have a Hawks or Mavs situation on your hands.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Now, I have seen the comparisons, okay, really for 2 months now, from the people that just don't buy the Cavs. They just will not buy it until it happens, which is, hey, that's how it works a lot of times in sports. Like, until you get over the hump, like, people are going to doubt you. I mean, think about Lamar Jackson going into this year. Think about, again, Josh Allen going into this year. People will just forever, they'll just bank their reputations on saying they're not going to do it. And if they never do it, you know, they'll say they were proven right, even though Lamar's been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Josh Allen's been amazing. But that Hawks team, it's a weird comparison because they did win, and ironically, Danny Ferry was the architect of that team. They did win 60 games, and then we just easily disposed of them. Well, we had LeBron. So are the Cavs going to be going up against a LeBron-type figure in these playoffs?
See, because the thing that gets me with that comparison is you had – if you look at that starting lineup, you had Kyle Korver, who was a sharpshooter, right? You had Jeff Teague, who was a medium-type player. Like, he's kind of comparable to Darius Garland. Nice player, like, you know what I'm saying, could get to the basket, shoot. But listen, is he going to kill you? Like, if Darius Garland goes for 30, that's a lot. You had Paul Millsap, who was more of the along the lines of, hey, he's a Jared Allen, don't have to run no plays for him. And Al Horford,
young,
right?
Young Al Horford.
Horford, right?
Didn't have all the veteran tricks.
No, didn't have all the. That, now, when you look at that team, who are you really scared of like that? Like, you're not scared.
Yeah, we have Donovan Mitchell.
We got Donovan Mitchell, and that's something to be scared about. The thing that gets me is the Hawks were known as a nice little soft little team. And LeBron them took their soul. Like, you saw it early. LeBron made it known, you can't beat us. I have another level that I can get to that no one LeBron, you can get to.
LeBron did that to them.
The Raptors.
He did to the Raptors.
We also had Delly.
And we did have Delly.
That's crazy. And he was getting money off. And look, but the Cavs were a little rugged. They had shirtless J.R. Smith. Shirtless J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert.
They were so not scared of the 60-win Atlanta Hawks.
They were not. So we're not going to have that on our hands.
You know who was an assistant on that Hawks team? I didn't realize until just now. I'm sure people have been talking about it. Kenny Atkinson. Is that not incredible?
Wow. They had Damari Carroll, too.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Who is also
an assistant
with the Cavaliers right now. Let's go to Terry. He's been waiting all day. Terry, thank you for hanging in there. Such perseverance.
Hey, what's happening?
Go ahead,
what's
Terry.
What's happening, guys?
What up?
Hey, this is the thing. The Cavs just got to get to the playoff and just play like they did in the first round. I mean, in the first part of the year. The problem is right now, for some reason, Donovan Mitchell can't find his three. He can't find his shot. And that's what's keeping them from...
Terry, get it out of your system now, right? That's kind of how I am with Donovan. Like, yeah. I don't doubt him at all. And I'm telling you, my buddies or people I've worked with that live in Boston or follow the Celtics closely, they hate seeing Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Now, I got a question I want to get in before you let me go. The Guardians, if you don't mind, real quick. How come we can't see them on regular TV or even on regular cable anymore?
Yeah, Terry, thank you for the call. I'm expecting an announcement.
They told us right before the season started. The season
literally
starts on
any
Thursday.
Minute now. I'm expecting the announcement. Did they announce it?
I have my Guardians ticker open. I am waiting.
That's wild. Bad
you can
business.
Go buy it on a streaming.
That's bad. Wild
did they
business.
Sell out the opener?
Yes.
I knew they were close.
Yes.
Okay, so they sold
they
out. But you can still get in on the monthly pass and get access to the opener, which
would
is like.
Would you like to see my monthly pass?
The craziest deal. Yeah, Owen already has it, right?
Oh yeah.
Owen's gonna try to get to 100 games this year. So he's going to have to go on some roadies.
I am. I'm actually dressing up like a mascot for 14 of them.
Yeah, I expect to hear something shortly. I can just say that.
Are you bringing any sort of protection for Jose Ramirez with you?
No, just a dollar dog costume.
I'm ready to see Nolan Jones' cannon once again in the outfield. Let's go. Let's go.
It's about time we turn this boring Cavs segment into a great Guardian
segment.
Come on.
We were supposed to talk about the rotation, weren't we?
Logan Allen kind of weaseling his way into the end of the rotation.
Hey, and by the way, are we ready to say that Gavin Williams is definitely the number two behind Bobby? Like, because y'all was hating on Tanner Bobby. They just like saying his nickname, Big Gavin. Now stop. Gavin need to get his life together. He need to deliver something this year.
Are you ready for another year, Carlos Santana? Are you ready?
Hey, we're one of the only clubs that has two players from the 2016 World Series on it. We don't talk about how he left three times.
Think about that. 2016, 9 years ago. We got people that were graduating high school during that run.
Mitch,
to the World
Series. I was in my first year of college during that.
And look at how you've grown. Going
now
on.
He's,
yeah. Oh, vacations. Now,
might as well bring back Chu while you had
but
it.
But he went to the tournament.
And stayed in what hotel room?
The same one.
I think Ken wants to talk about that. This
yeah, it's a weird thing with him.
With Ken or your dad?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? It's the madness. I can't rip you. I have absolutely stayed in some weird hotel situations.
When you've got the madness, you'll stay anywhere.
You
got
to do whatever it takes. If you're on the floor, whatever it is, you'll find a way. Anything to save money.
I almost said something, but I'm cool.
Garrett, you wouldn't entertain, like, if your folks wanted to go to Kennebunkport, Maine. You wouldn't be in on those kind of vacation?
We don't go to Maine.
Excuse me?
We don't go to Maine.
What's wrong with Maine?
Vermont, New Hampshire. We don't even go to Connecticut too much.
Hold on. Listen, I'm telling you, we're trying to get up to Rhode Island again. Newport, Rhode Island. The Tennis Hall of Fame, they have actual grass courts at the Tennis Hall of Fame.
I'm cool on that.
That doesn't speak to you,
no.
Garrett Bush? What am I missing?
Listen, there's a lot of things I don't do anymore. I don't just get up and go out of the country. That's not me. I'm going to stay right home. Customs, we don't do that.
Hold on. Rhode Island, Vermont, they're in. Last time I checked, they're here. And if we take over Canada.
No passport needed.
We're actually
talking about taking them over. So.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to Greenland. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to be right in good old Cleveland, Ohio.
Gillespie looking to throw it in. Gets it up top to Queen. Dribbling left. Big step down the lane. Runner for the win. Baked it in! He baked it in! He baked it in! And Maryland has won! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16!
Incredible call. Westwood won. Incredible play. That was Derek Queen. Supposed to be a lotto pick. He's 6'10". Garrett Bush, did he get away with the travel?
Of course he did. We talked about this off air.
I went back and looked, and there are heated debates about this. A gather step, college, they don't do gather steps. You never see anybody get called, though, anymore. They kind of changed the way, and it's a game winner. They didn't go to the What if they would have went to the replay? You telling me they would have waved this off with a travel? So that was the game winner, your biggest moment, I think, from the opening weekend of the tournament. We have the other call on CBS or TNT.
Mitch, I have TBS.
Oh, TBS. Yep. Okay.
Very funny.
Who was this? Well, let's see if this call was very funny. Who is it, Mitch?
This is Lisa Byington on the play-by-play.
Byington?
Are you sure? It's not Lisa Buffington?
Not to be confused with Randy Buffington. Here is the call on TBS.
One bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Okay, I thought it was a good call.
Scale of 1 to 10.
What did the internet?
The internet... A bunch of men, middle-aged, did not think it was a very good call. Your thoughts, Garrett Bush? I'm going to go ahead and duck under the table.
I mean, I give it like a 7.5.
Okay, she obviously, women have a different register than men. And so here's my defense. The call was great. Like, first of all, both her call and the excitement level, I thought, was amazing. I think we are not used to hearing a lot of women call big games. And so that's going to sound very different to people because we have different voices. And there are there's a big scale. There's a different range there. Garrett, I thought that her call matched the moment. And I think she is being unfairly taken down by a bunch of male chauvinists. Garrett, your thoughts?
I think you guys are...
If you thought it was a bad call, just say it's a bad call. Jeez, Garrett, we have an honest show. We're doing an honest show here.
You guys are a big fan of Doris Burke here, right? And I thought...
Ken is the biggest fan.
I thought it was solid. Good old 7.5, 7.7.
She probably thought he had no shot to make that. I don't think there was a Maryland fan in that place that thought they had a shot after the kid from Colorado State hit the three.
And it's about being spontaneous, correct? Like, a lot of those buzzer beaters are just freestyles. Like, yo, like, you know, like, if you're calling, you know, I had an opportunity to go back and listen to some of your MAC games. I think you did some Kent and Akron games, right, this year? Was that this year?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, hold on now. Man, Sean McDonough is my favorite play-by-play guy ever. He is my favorite. He is known for having his voice crack during some of the biggest calls. And yet no one holds it against him. It's endearing.
Yeah.
If her voice cracks, the internet is saying DEI. Like, you know that's how this works. All right. I'll get you off that uncomfortable subject to talk about something that might be even more uncomfortable, Garrett. And I've been waiting.
Let's get to it.
I've been waiting all weekend. Are you familiar with McNeese State?
Of course.
Are you familiar with, is it their manager?
Yeah.
It's their manager. And I think it's McNeese.
McNeese State.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with this kid who...
I think the whole country's familiar with him now.
He was the story.
After the last 2 weeks.
Was he not the story? Conference, tournament weekend, everything. Amir Khan, who apparently is being approached for six-figure NIL deals.
There it is.
I'm not kidding. Like,
there it is.
You got dudes on the basketball team that got them to the tournament, no NIL deal.
It's just about, are you entertaining? Can you get him behind you? And this is something of a holy grail, right? This is something we've always wondered about. How can you get this off? We're going to discuss how that goes now.
This has been one of the great litmus tests ever. Because I've been reaching out to people. Yep. I reached out to you.
Yep.
I said, he's rapping.
Yep.
He's with a team.
Yep.
He is rapping every word.
Yep. And when you say every word, that means
every word.
Yes, sir.
So I ask you, like, I'm thinking of the opening scene when they were rapping Scarface in Office Space. Can he say it?
Of course.
Do we have a verdict?
They have given, so let me give you the rundown of this. When you are in a basketball locker room and you're playing for McNeese State, I believe every single person on that team is African American, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you got all these brothers in the locker room, they only listen to one kind of music. They don't listen to edited music.
You're telling me Rocky doesn't fire them up the way it fires me up in my middle school basketball teams?
Go out to Berea. They got all kind of stuff playing on the airwaves. Kevin Stefanski act like he don't hear nothing. Him and Andrew Berry, I told you, Kevin, just ignore it. You'll get used to it, trust me. Listen, when they're in the locker room and he coming out, these people is pumped. they're excited because they understand that because he's in that locker room and because he is with them and because he's on the squad, he is by right at that point in time at least half black. By the rights reserved of the ghetto council, he can say whatever is on, he can say what's ever on that record. Now, here's the thing. If he was ever to get into an altercation, if he was ever to be talking regularly amongst regular people, his card is revoked by all purposes, intents and purposes. You can't get that off. But when you are rapping, when you are in a concert, and when they drop the words and you put the microphone out there, mm-hmm. it's about 65% of them people out there that's white. And they say it loudly and excitedly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go, look,
I haven't had that experience.
Watch this.
We do not have a shared experience in this country.
No, watch this. Google Roddy Ricch. Google Roddy Ricch in the crowd, and they'll tell you. Over.
So I don't know if we can put a poll up. I don't know if our manager is going to be willing to do that. I think this is your are you speaking for everybody here, or is this a verdict? Is this conclusive?
Listen, some people try to say what they want to say, but. The verdict is out. He got a six-figure NIL deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all but confirms it.
Now, I have a question. Is he allowed, when he transfers, according to Matt Norlander of CBS Sports, to NC State with Will Wade, is he allowed to say it at NC State?
It all depends on what the quota is.
You got to tell me what the team looks like. I got to see that photo.
I got to see the team
ACC,
photo.
Buddy.
So yeah. I got to have at least
Big
six.
Time.
I got to have six brothers. Six.
So if you've been trying to get this off your entire life, you just got to join a basketball team.
Go to HBCUs.
Maybe down in the South.
Southern, Grambling, Norfolk State.
And you get a free pass.
Yeah, you get that pass, bro.
But he earned it. He
earned it. Earned it fair and square.
All right, Garrett. I'm glad we did that. I couldn't do that with Ken.
Oh, you can't do that with nobody. That's why I'm the champion.
I'll come back and ask Ken tomorrow. We'll see.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.